There are many towns in the western U.S. that had rough and tumble beginnings. They are places where it was sometimes difficult to determine exactly who was in charge of peace and justice. So it shouldn't be surprising that one town went so far as to send out invitations to a hanging. Who received an invitation may just surprise you on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Holbrook, Arizona was established in 1881, mostly as a trading post for the cattle ranchers of the Eastern Arizona Territory.
It was really rough and tumble. It was known as the town that was too rough for women in churches.
Emily Wheeler says it was hard to separate the law and the lawlessness in the early days.
It was more of the, we're going to shoot them before they shoot us law. We've had quite a few historic shootouts in Holbrook. We actually have a street that's called the Bucket of Blood.
A street and saloon received the name because of the large amount of bloodshed there. Criminals were brought to justice, though. In 1899, George Smiley was convicted to hang for the murder of a railroad paymaster. The county sheriff was required by law to invite a dozen reputable citizens as witnesses. The sheriff took the invitation business a bit farther than most.
He sent out an invitation to a hanging, and he sent it back east to President McKinley at the time. McKinley sent it back saying that this was inhumane and these things should not go out.
The invitation read in part, "You are cordially invited to attend the hanging of one George Smiley. Latest methods will be employed and everything possible will be done to make the proceedings cheerful and the execution a success." It was sent to many people, including the president.
We are probably one of the few towns that sent out an invitation to someone's death. But at the time frame, the invitation states that you should act humanely and kind while this event is going on. So there was some protocol if you were to come to the hanging.
But Holbrook has grown into much more than a Wild West town. And next time, we'll explore its unique past, present, and future as we travel the countryside. In Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.